Dispatcher, Fulbright, 9-0.
We've got 30 B-52s that have just unloaded their bombs on a mile in South Vietnam, under which we think a very likelihood a concentration of Viet Cong has been giving us all this trouble.
South Vietnam.
It's an area that's got 15, 20 buildings underneath a lot of this bee brush and this heavy stuff covering it. And they've got the caves and every other damn thing. So no plane we got could do it except our B-52s, so we brought them in from Okinawa. And it's about a 4,000-mile round. We had to circle around to keep going over any territory we didn't want to get any permission. We went in about 6:47, and the last plane just left, and they have a flash that is successful. I didn't want you hearing that on the radio and think that I had started a new war, and I didn't want Laird to denounce me. In other words, I just want to give you the information. I'll ride on your television yesterday morning. I'll just settle for that.
The reaction has been very good.
Oh, it's been good, our place. And I had to kind of pull in on you on the Viet Cong thing. We never talked about that. They asked me in my press conference today, what about Viet Cong? Some Republican, I forgot who it was, raised the question. Oh, Senator Clark. Senator Clark, your friend Joe Clark, your protege Joe Clark says that you'll never get anywhere unless you negotiate with Viet Cong. And I said, well, Senator Clark's a very able senator. He won't get on foreign relations a long time, all the time I was leader, and I observed he's recently become a member of the committee.
Well, I
want it known that he's become a member after I left. But it's his right and it's his duty to give his thoughts. But you negotiating with Viet Cong, I didn't say this, but my thought was about like negotiating the Woodman of the World or the state of Mississippi. It's not a national government, and they can, if they're interested in negotiating, Vietnam controls them 100%, directs them, sends every message to them, provides them with every cottage, gives them every gun, and they can goddamn sure express their views right quick. That's a new jag going around, kinda. We've been watching it for a month on negotiating with the Viet Cong. But we have no indication that they'll talk to anybody. They have no government, they have no organization except the Vietnam, North Vietnam, and we are anxious to talk to them. The United Nations tried to pull them in August. We're trying to pull them in now. I told your friend, the Prime Minister of Great Britain yesterday, Wilson, that I'd applaud him if he'd take Pakistan. And did I tell you this? Am I repeating?
No.
If he'd take Pakistan and Tangier, this little Zanzibar, Tanzania, that's a combination of this Zanzibar, is it?
And
he could get in the area and Ayub and himself and go around and see who he could negotiate with. But I bet the only goddamn place they'd let him in is here. They won't let anybody else
in. I heard on the radio that he has appointed five of them.
He's appointed five. Well, he told me that's who he wanted.
Apparently they wouldn't go. He's taking Ghana and Ceylon. Nigeria, and we have a couple more. I heard it just simply on the radio. I just got home.
But that's
all right. If he can get any of them to go, then leave them out.
They won't see him. I don't see how they can refuse to see Ghana and that crowd.
Reason, if he takes those that are almost, he'll offend all that crowd. They'll put him in a spot if he takes those.
That's why I told him to go ahead. And I told him the day I welcomed it.
I was
delighted and so forth. If you look at my press conference and find anything good to observe, I'd like to have it because I'm tired of reading these AP dispatches about Fulbright, the voice of Johnson and the Congress differing with him. And you read my press conference tomorrow and find something. If you don't find anything except a little reference down there to the the state of Arkansas. So I embrace it. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Bye.
Thank you.